This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees at Malda in West Bengal yesterday. The Prime Minister also flagged off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains, marking a major boost to rail connectivity and infrastructure in the state. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, "The campaign to accelerate West Bengal's progress has gained fresh momentum from Malda, with projects aimed at improving travel, trade and employment opportunities for the youth."
बंगाल की इस पावन भूमि से आज भारतीय रेल के आधुनिकीकरण की तरफ एक और बड़ा कदम उठाया गया है। आज से भारत में वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी, शानदार बनाएगी, यादगार बनाएगी। विकसित भारत की ट्रेनों ये कैसी होनी चाहिए, इस वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन में आप साफ साफ नजर आता है।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड, "The train reflects the vision of a Viksit Bharat and showcases India's growing technological capabilities under the Make in India initiative." Prime Minister Narendra Modi also launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress government at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating it has reached a critical stage that is altering regional demography and local languages.
Bengal ke samne एक बहुत बड़ी चुनौती घुसपैठ की है। टीएमसी के नेता, टीएमसी का सिंडिकेट सालों से यहां घुसपैठियों को बसाने, उन्हें वोटर बनाने का खेल खेल रहा है। पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक क्षेत्रों में आबादी का संतुलन भी बिगड़ रहा है। कई जगह भाषा और बोली में फर्क आ रहा है।
The Prime Minister also accused Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of obstructing central welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat, PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and the Jal Jeevan Mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also attended the Bagurumba Doho 2026 Traditional Bodo Cultural Program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati. On this occasion, more than 10,000 artists from the Bodo community performed Bagurumba dance. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the unprecedented development in the Bodoland Territorial Region, that is BTR, since the peace accord, backed by a 1,500 crore rupees package from the central government.
आज यहाँ जिस रफ्तार से विकास हो रहा है, वो आपके सामने है। हमने बोडो कचारी वेलफेयर ऑटोनोमस काउंसिल का गठन किया। बोडोलैंड क्षेत्र में बेहतर विकास के लिए 1500 करोड़ रुपए का विशेष विकास पैकेज दिया गया। बोडोलैंड के लिए अलग वेलफेयर डिपार्टमेंट और बोडोलैंड एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव स्टाफ कॉलेज की स्थापना भी की गई। इससे बोडो समुदाय के कल्याण के लिए और बेहतर नीतियां बनाने में मदद मिल रही
है। The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has imposed a fine of 22.2 crore rupees on IndiGo following large-scale delays and cancellations by the airline in early December last year. During the period of 3rd to 5th of December, cancellation of 2,507 flights and delays of 1,852 flights caused inconvenience to over 3 lakh passengers stranded at various airports. The Commission for Air Quality Management in Delhi NCR and adjoining areas has invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan across the entire NCR with immediate effect. The decision comes after Delhi's air quality index touched 400 yesterday, placing it in the very poor category. Under the restrictions, the entry of BS4 trucks into Delhi has been banned, except for vehicles carrying essential commodities or providing essential services. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 18 runs under DLS method in a rain-hit Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe tonight. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 238 runs in 48.4 overs in a match initially reduced to 49 overs due to rain. Bangladesh were later given a revised target of 165 runs in 29 overs. Chasing the target, Bangladesh were bundled out for 146 in 28.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.